Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program coming up. An idea whose time has not come. The worst of both worlds. The Postal Service now testing self-driving trucks. I have to find somebody who pulled up alongside or is down the highway and you see a self-driving car, truck, whatever. This is insanity, and they're doing it because of hourly restrictions on drivers, they say, Postal Service. They're starting to test self-driving trucks for this 1,000-mile run. What could go wrong? All right, last night, the big rally here in Pennsylvania, there's going to be a lot of them. Played you some of the highlights with President Trump. But John Cole, our Talk Radio 1210 guy and the chief guy over at Politics PA, was there covering it for politicspa.com. Hey, John, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me, Dom, and happy primary day, too.
Absolutely. Oh, huge day here in Philadelphia. The enthusiasm. I think we might get 15% of people voting.
Again, you know, in these off-year elections, people aren't exactly, ready to go to the polls. But I can tell you right now, like you just alluded to, Pennsylvania is going to be at the center of a lot of this up until that November election in 2020. I mean, just in the past couple of days and this past couple of weeks, it has been very busy thus far. And it's just in the very beginning stages of this election.
What's your sense, the Trump people in the Washington Examiner today, and it's my sense of a lot of these Trump supporters, people that go to the rallies, a lot of them are unregistered, haven't voted. Maybe they didn't even vote in 2016, or that's the last election they voted out of the last five. And they come there and they see other people like this. They're not necessarily political, but Trump isn't seen as political. It's seen as something different.
Oh, I think that's totally the case, that he exactly is not as seen as a typical political figure. Covering the rally last night in Montoursville, you see, it's got this different environment. I mean, I don't know exactly the amount of people that were in attendance. I know it was at capacity. And, you know, I had to get out of my Uber car for the ride a half mile before because the line was that long.
Wow.
And, you know, I had to walk the rest of the distance. And this was 2 hours before President Trump took the stage. Now, granted, there were speakers before his arrival that had rather long speeches, including Donald Trump Jr., had a very long speech.
But,
well,
John, this is way out from an election cycle in the middle of May. To have that kind of weight is almost magical.
Oh, no, again, it's certain that the president is well-liked in that area. I think it is worth noting, though, that you're looking at one of the most Republican-friendly districts in the state.
Right.
There's a special election today in the 12th Congressional District. Former Representative Tom Marino stepped away from Congress in January, and it's an election to fill his seat. That district, again, Marino most recently won re-election in November by 32 points. Trump carried these boundaries with the new configuration of the congressional maps. Trump won these boundaries by 36 points in 2016. So this is certainly, if you want to deem anything Trump country, in Pennsylvania, this is where a lot of his support is. North Central PA, again, Montoursville, not too far from Williamsport. And the district is, if I'm not mistaken, it's actually the largest geographic district in the state of Pennsylvania. It includes 15 different counties, rather rural, not too many big cities. But it is certainly an area where Trump seems to remain pretty popular. And you could tell that his base of people that were there last night enjoyed seeing him speak. People who also opened up for him was former Congressman Lou Barletta, who was also in attendance, who ran for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Marino spoke before.
Okay, John, let's turn closer to home. Northeast Philadelphia, where you really know. Let's talk about the suburbs here. So Trump's challenge in the rural areas is to turn out even more people than the last time, because I think we're going to see more people voting in the four-county Philadelphia suburbs than the last time even, by 2-3 percentage points. And if that happens, a lot of them might be people that really want to go after Trump.
I think that's the case. And me and you have had conversations about this, Tom, where I think the biggest story of the 2018 election in the state of Pennsylvania had to be the Philadelphia suburbs, where, like, you know, traditionally speaking,
right,
they voted, you know, like, I guess the block of voters was the college-educated white voters in the suburbs who traditionally voted Republican, I guess have been turned off by Trump, and they're starting to leave and vote Democrat mainly. Now you even see it in the congressional delegation in the Philly suburbs. So I think certainly the Democrats are banking on, they flipped multiple seats in the state house and the state Senate in the previous election, the Philly burbs. I think they're hoping to do that again. I guess that's their main goal. And heck, we can even touch on Democrats trying to win back PA. You have Biden put his headquarters in Philly. Now, at this current time, he's the front runner, but you know Biden's going to try to drum up the support in Philly and the suburbs if he is the nominee. And I know that's a long ways away, but still,
sure,
the Democrats'
absolutely
plan is definitely to have a big turnout in the urban areas and the suburbs of Pittsburgh and Philly.
John, where do they find you? Where do you write? Where do you command now the website?
So it is politicspa.com. I am the managing editor there. So if you're interested in anything Pennsylvania-based for politics, we do our best to cover all that. Again, I was at the Trump rally last night in Montoursville. Actually, I'm pulled over in Luzerne County right now talking to you. I'll be voting in Northeast Philly as soon as I get home. And, again, I covered the Biden rally on Saturday. Check out all that stuff on politicspa.com.
Good stuff, John Cole. Thank you, John. Thanks for jumping in today.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.